USA News. I'm Jerry Marmash. Three people are dead, the victims of a shooting in a Jacksonville, Florida Dollar General. The sheriff said a manifesto detailed, quote, racial hatred. Governor Ron DeSantis reacts.
This guy killed himself rather than face the music and accept responsibility for his actions, and so he took the coward's way out, but we condemn what happened in the strongest possible terms.
The shooter has not been identified yet. One of former President Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case remains jailed. Harrison Floyd was denied bond Friday after being considered a flight risk. Floyd is charged with racketeering, conspiracy, and influencing a witness. He turned himself in Thursday before Trump, but did not have a lawyer and did not reach a bond agreement before he surrendered. 6 in 10 Americans believe Trump should stand trial before the 2024 election.
A Politico Ipsos poll released Friday shows 62% of people surveyed think Trump should be tried before the election on federal charges he mishandled classified documents. 61% said the 2020 election interference case should be tried before Americans vote for a president next November. I'm Julie Ryan.
Bob Barker has died.
Actual retail price is $200. Irene, you are the winner.
Barker, of course, most associated with The Price is Right. He hosted the game show for 35 years, winning 19 Daytime Emmy Awards and a Lifetime Achievement Honor in 1999. Bob Barker was 99. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 33 counties as a tropical wave in the Gulf is expected to develop and move toward the state. Forecasters say the storm will track to the west coast of Florida, bringing several inches of rain late Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Power is slowly coming back for thousands of homes and businesses in West Michigan after at least 7 tornadoes ripped across the state. The utility company expects crews to restore service to most customers by Sunday evening. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy ordered flags on Saturday lowered to half staff at the Capitol. In a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, McCarthy said he directed the move to honor the 13 brave American heroes who died tragically during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan 2 years ago. Workers across the country want more flexibility with their jobs and are willing to sacrifice to achieve it.
Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says employers have a challenge ahead of them.
Nearly 9 out of 10 workers, those who are either working or looking for full-time work, support a 4-day work week.
Hamrick says the data from a recent Bankrate survey shows that workers are willing to change jobs, even take lower pay if it means they can work 4 days per week. He says people learned during the pandemic that they can get as much done at home or in a hybrid work environment as they can in the office. I'm Dave Collins.
USA basketball is off to a winning start in the FIBA World Cup from the Philippines. It was a 99-72 victory over New Zealand on Saturday. Up next for Team USA, they'll take on Greece on Monday. I'm Jerry Marmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.